Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
This weekend, the RDS in Balls Bridge will be hosting the annual MCM Ireland Comic Con, and with each year the roster of stars it attracts becomes ever more impressive. This year, one of those big names featured as someone who's no stranger to saving the universe, Flash Gordon, otherwise known as the actor Sam Jones. Sam, good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you for having me, Sean. Thank
it's you. Lovely to have you in here. And do you do a lot of these kind of things?
I do. You know, as long as the phone keeps ringing, there is demand for it. Yeah. It's wonderful. I get to travel the world. And I've been in Ireland since Friday last. It's wonderful.
Okay, and you were up at a similar
event in Belfast, and Northern Ireland Comic Con. Yes.
Yeah.
And now here we are in Dublin.
And at a Comic Con event, what do they get you to do? Is it Q&A type?
A lot of steaming, like you just said.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that opens the pores.
No, it's wonderful. It's, you know, it's an opportunity to meet the fans, pictures, autographs. And it's also their opportunity to tell me their story, what impact that I had on their lives growing up. It's wonderful. The stories are life-changing, Sean. They really are.
Yeah, because I imagine, because when did Flash Gordon come out? Was it 1980?
Well, we filmed it 38 years ago.
Yeah.
You weren't even born yet.
Yeah, well, so presumably there are generations of fans who see Flash Gordon years after it came out.
The fan base has been my age or my children's age now because of Ted and Ted 2. That opened up that new age demographic. It's my children's age as well.
Yeah.
And Queen had a lot to do with that. Even the younger generation who never saw the movie, who don't remember the name Flash Gordon, they refer to it as, oh, you know, that movie that Queen did the soundtrack to.
Yes.
That's how much value that Queen brought to Flash Gordon.
It was a very memorable song. The time, as I understand it, when you got the role, you were working on, now this is actually, because you'd have to be of a certain age to remember the movie 10.
Yes.
But you were working on 10 at the time when you got the role.
Bo Derek. Yeah. Yes, sir. I played Bo Derek's husband. Or you could say Bo Derek played my wife.
Yeah. either will do, really.
At
that time, did anyone know who Bo Derek was or know who Dudley Moore was?
No, she was completely unknown. Dudley Moore was known in the UK, obviously.
Yeah.
But remember, that was 1978. That was a Blake Edwards and Julie Andrews film. Now, they were iconic. I mean,
come on.
So that's the movie that made Bo. And I had a little tiny piece. I was spread out through the entire movie. But I used that quite a bit in the audition process for Dino De Laurentiis in Flash Gordon. Because the movie had not been released yet, he kept asking me, well, what type of role? How big is your part in 10? And I said, oh, very large part.
Yeah.
Knowing that really he couldn't investigate that. And I embellished it a bit.
Yeah.
And it helped me quite a bit.
But you were only starting out. You were, what, 24 or something, weren't you?
Well, 78, I was born in 54, so what, 78, what's the math? I think I was 23 in 78, somewhere around there.
Yeah. So at that age, to get a lead role in a movie, big deal.
Well, it was a big deal. It was my second film, my first leading role. And, you know, people keep asking me, well, because Buster Crabbe was the original Flash Gordon from the black and white serials.
Mm.
And they said, well, how are you going to step into the shoes of Buster Crabbe? I said, I can't do that. I can only give them me. I can only give them Sam Jones. And, you know, this was 1979 when we filmed it. So this was a $35 million budget in 1979. So if you do the math, the inflation math, what is that? $250-300 million. So I knew right away I could not be overwhelmed by all the stuff. I had to just focus on my task at hand, and thank God I did. You know?
Yeah. How did it change your life?
Well, it did tremendously. I mean, here I am talking with you on the top radio show in Ireland, right?
Well, thank you for saying so, and God bless your ignorance of what is the top radio show in Ireland. But I mean, immediately after that, did you have, like, when the film came out, did you have a set of expectations of what would happen to you? Did it exceed that set of expectations? Were you surprised by any parts
Sean,
of it?
Sean, here's the deal. If you're hired in the movie business, if you're hired, that's a blessing. Number two, if that project does well, that's a larger blessing. If it extends into longevity for the last 30, came out 37 years ago, we filmed at 38. So for the last 37 years, here we are talking. It's still, and the fans have labeled it as a cult pop culture classic. And that's something that they've labeled it, and it's wonderful. And it's so it's turned out to be a huge blessing, because usually you do a project and for whatever rhyme or reason, you have no idea what's going to happen. And sure enough, I've been able to travel the world, went on to do 60 movies, hundreds of television shows, and again, all of these personal appearances.
When the movie came out, because tell me if I'm wrong now, because my impression is that when Flash Gordon came out, it was a reasonable middle-sized hit, but for some reason it has legs and
It's funny, you're right. Box office-wise, I know it did well in, I was told, every country except America. And then when it came out on VHS video, it became top 10 of all time in America. But it did very well because of the cast we had. You know, we had an international cast with Timothy Dalton, Chaim Topol, Max von Sydow, Brian Blessed, Ornella Muti. I mean, it covered almost every country, really.
Yeah. And were you injured? Because is there a story about Timothy Dalton, like, whacked the crap out of you with a whip?
It's with the bull
whip. I may be exaggerating.
We actually had a bull. Yeah, this is going to sound very steamy, as you say. But we actually had a bull whip master who taught us to use a bull whip for our fight scenes. And sure enough, you know, there's history between England, the Brits, and the Americans, the Yankees. So we were trained in this fight scene to use a real bullwhip. So I said, Timothy, look, we're using a real bullwhip on this rotating disc. A lot of movement. There's a very good high probability of injury. So just make sure, you know, we made a deal. We're not going to whip each other. Okay. And he said, fine. So we started rolling camera. And about 2 minutes into it, he took that bullwhip and he whipped me right across the chest. And I said, great. Game on. It's the Yankees and the Brits. Here we go, baby.
So how many times did he whip you? How many times did you whip him?
From that point on, I mean, we had to be careful. But that was a real bullwhip.
Yeah, that's got to hurt.
And he was so athletic and so good in his role that scene was probably one of the top iconic scenes of Flash Gordon. Because we had a rotating disc that was elevated 30, 35 feet. We had spikes, metal spikes that came up. Of course, they had hard rubber tips. And then we were tumbling and rolling. And, of course, we had the other dynamic of the surface of the rotating disc was freshly painted with silver paint. So every time we rolled, that fresh silver paint will come off on our red and green costumes. Go figure, okay?
Did you wear a wig during that film?
No. But funny you say that. No, that was my natural hair that they turned blonde. But in Ted 2... I said to Seth, why do you want to put a $10,000 wig on me? You just dye my own hair, blonde. He said, Sam, the script says, inexplicitly, Sam J. Jones shows up 35 years later wearing the same exact hairdo. So that was the reason, 35 years
later. When Seth first approaches you and says you want to be in Ted, you know, presumably you're pleased. When you saw this script and that Sam J. Jones is kind of likes a pound or two of drugs of a morning. Did that give you any pause?
It's such a great question, Sean. Let's back up one bit there. How about when he called me?
Yeah.
And I said, who are you again? Okay. that kind of started. Right?
Okay, that's not a great start.
but you're right. He said, okay, I want you to come in and play, you know, yourself as a little bit of Flash Gordon, a little bit of Sam Jones. Well, when I got the script, as you just mentioned, that was a whole another different animal. The script was completely different. So I said, Seth, I can't do all of this. You know, I have a huge fan base with the younger kids and stuff. So we got to be careful how we approach this. And so sure enough, we went in there and I gave him pieces of me and parts of me. And yes, Sean, did we party in the 80s? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Okay, but it ended then. Okay. Yes.
Well, you look well on it because you look incredibly fit.
Come on, man.
Yeah, look at this.
We're not on camera.
Okay, he just showed his arm muscle. It's about the width of my waist, basically. So presumably you work out regularly and all that kind
of
stuff.
We do, yeah. I brought my son with me. So we found a gym here. And I tell you, it's... That's what we do. We're on the road. We may not have a lot of time to do it, but we'll get in there for 10 minutes or half an hour and just get it done.
Yeah. Because as I understand it, a recent Comic-Con yourself and Lou Ferengo had a bit of a nose-to-nose.
Well, yeah, he's my buddy, my good friend. And you know how the press likes to embellish things and fabricate things. But we've been good buddies for 35 years. What happened was the reality, and I sent this out, I never respond to what the press says ever, but because some of the fans started to respond, I basically the truth is, a fan is posing with a picture for a picture with Lou, and Lou's table is next to mine. And another fan crossed in front to come to my table to get a picture, and both fans started to fight. Okay, so I stepped in the middle. I stepped in the middle of both fans to defuse the confrontation, and of course the press was there taking pictures, saying, "Oh no, Lou and I got into it." But Lou has the most perfect line. He said to the public, If the Incredible Hulk and Flash Gordon ever got into a fight, nobody would be left alive in the venue. And then also Flash wouldn't be able to save anybody. So, of course, we never got into a fight.
Yeah, so it's good to know. Do you know what the original two fans were fighting about?
They were fighting about, they just bumped each other trying to get to my table and his table
first. Okay, yeah. It wasn't like a beef over who's better, is it Flash Gordon or the Incredible Hulk?
It was just two fans bumping.
You also run a security company.
I do. 15 years ago, I'm a former Marine before I was an actor. That was right out of high school. I went into the Marine Corps. I played Marine Corps football. That helped a lot getting the part of Flash Gordon. But yeah, 15 years ago when the business slowed down a little bit, my wife encouraged me. She reminded me, you're not just a good actor, you're a working man. So we have two kids in diapers, one just out of diapers. There's the door. Don't come back until you are a providing man. And she was right on. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a lesson we should all learn as men in life, that we got to stop labeling ourselves as, okay, radio show host, actor, truck driver. How about let's label ourselves a working man? And that's really what I had to overcome. So sure enough, I got retrained up in the private security sector, what we call federal protective doctrine. I became a security professional and moved to San Diego, where I operate in the border cities of Mexico, protecting executives and dignitaries who want somebody to protect them from the bad guys. I've been doing that off and on for about 13 years, and sure enough, what happened about 2 years after that, when I became a security professional, because I humbled myself, I listened to my wife, I got a job, is the phone started to ring, Sean, for what? To do more movies.
Yeah.
That's how life should work. If we could just knock off the baby talk as men and get over ourselves and get a job, the doors start to open up. It's amazing mathematics.
And do you still do that?
I do, but I've been so busy with movies.
Yeah, of course.
With movies, now I'm only operating as a security professional once or twice a month now.
But, I mean, if I was wealthy enough, you go, Flash Gordon to be my bodyguard. That's the coolest thing ever.
It does cost.
Yeah, I imagine it does. Miko says, this is some of our listeners, says, Flash Gordon and the Hulk are great friends. This is reality. My mind is blown. Amy says she was first introduced to Flash Gordon watching the Ted movie. Yes, I am a Baba. I feel I missed out on a great era. Many people who live through it can't quite remember all of that era. Aidan says, talk about Throwback Thursday. Hearing Flash Gordon's voice once again is bringing me back so many good memories of the 80s. My son is obsessed with Flash Gordon. I introduced him to the TV series and now he can't stop. This is such a treat for both of us in the car, says Derek and his son Ben. Flash is tanned and muscular as I imagine him in my dreams. Well, we don't have access to your dreams. I imagine he's probably wearing fewer clothes than he is now, but he is looking very tanned and muscular. Is Flash the same blonde bombshell he used to be? That's pretty much the same thing. And someone says, I named my daughter Dale after Dale.
Oh, that's
Flash Gordon.
Great.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, what's wonderful is Ireland, all of you, come out to Ireland Comic Con this weekend, and we'll be able to get eye to eye, autographs, pictures. And maybe if you're my age, a little bit fit, maybe we could arm wrestle. I got to be very careful about that challenge, okay?
There you go. There's a sort of challenge for you. Sam, an absolute pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And thanks very much for coming into us. Okay. As Sam mentioned there, that is happening this weekend in the RDS MCM Ireland Comic Con. Now, we do have a pair of priority weekend tickets to give away for MCM Comic Con. Now, we want you to text in a certain word, but you have to guess what the word is.
Flash! Ah! Savior of the universe! Flash! Ah!
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.